This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. General Motors unveiled its new electric car at the North American International Auto Show earlier this month. It's called the Chevy Bolt, not to be confused with GM's hybrid, the Chevy Volt. And the car is getting some buzz, nothing to sneeze at when gas prices are low, big cars are selling well, and American automobile production continues to rise. Pam Fletcher is the executive chief engineer for electrified vehicles at GM, or another way to think about it, she is arguably in charge of the future for the world's number three car company. Pam, it's good to have you on.
Kai, great to be with you today.
Tell me, I guess, first of all, how important this car is to General Motors.
You know, the Bolt really is an investment in the future. And so we look at this car to be the breakthrough to take EVs mainstream. We think EVs are important for a number of reasons. One is to provide alternative forms of transportation, but also a platform, you know, to layer on technologies throughout the car, including safety features, mm-hmm. including connectivity, leading to autonomous, and ultimately a great solution for ride sharing.
You must be gratified then in the extreme that this thing is being compared very favorably to like Teslas, which cost two and three times as much.
Yeah, you know, it's really important for us to break through with the first high range,
yep. 200 miles, we should say. Right?
Yep, 200 plus miles affordably, under $30,000 net federal incentives.
So does it kill you now when you see gas at $2 a gallon?
You know, what we've learned is we have over 80,000 Generation 1 Volt owners on the road today. And what we've learned from many of them is that they really love electric driving, and they don't want to use gasoline at any price. In fact, some of them say, how much is gas? So, you know, that's a great part of our contingent, a great part of our owner base. And, you know, again, we think that EVs are, we think that the Bolt EV is really a look toward the future.
What are you going to work on next? Now that you've got this thing done, what's next for you as as chief engineer at electrified vehicles for GM?
Yeah. Kai, I'd love to talk about that, but so that's off limits, but I'd love to talk about the Bolt EV right now.
All right, fair enough. Last thing, and then I'll let you go. Do you get to drive one of these things day in and day out since you designed it, or do you have to do something?
Yeah, so we have a test fleet right now that we're using for all of our development testing. You know, we have well over 100 cars.
Oh.
And so many of our engineering team members, you know, obviously in the cars all day, driving the cars around on their daily route because they learn from that as well,
sure.
as well as the testing they do at our proving grounds and other facilities.
And when are regular people going to get to drive them?
Yeah, so we will be in production before the end of this year. So it's coming up fast. We've got a lot of work to do, but we're really excited to get the car out in consumers' hands.
Pam Fletcher, the executive chief engineer for electrified vehicles at General Motors, talking about the Bolt. Pam, thanks very much for your time.
Thanks, Kai. Great to talk to you.